Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Red Men TV. Yes, I'm Steve Hall. It's time for a little bit of a news update. Want to get your thoughts on what is one of the funniest and potentially most ludicrous, but who knows, transfer stories of the window so far. Yeah, Liverpool, well, I say window, the window hasn't even opened yet, and here we are talking about transfers, because that just shows how Liverpool have been getting on this season. Everyone's already half an eye on the summer. Of course, they have given the news that, you know, Liverpool are losing Naby Keita, Liverpool are losing Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain, Liverpool are losing potentially James Milner. We know that work needs to be done in the midfield, so been loads and loads of links, and the latest one comes via the Mirror. I'll be honest, I was going to bring it up on the website, but the Mirror's website is so absolutely hideously awful that I'm just going to read it out for you. It's essentially, it is Jeremy Cross of the Mirror, and he's saying that Liverpool are interested in signing Calvin Phillips from Manchester City. He's being targeted as an alternative to Jude Bellingham. Liverpool have pulled out the race, obviously, to sign Bellingham, given the fees involved and the fact that Jürgen and the team have decided they need more reinforcements than just the one. I might be able to bring this up now. It might have finally decided to be a good website again. Yeah, let's have a little laugh. I forgot it. We'll see what it says anyway. Right, where are we? There we go. Liverpool have targeted England star Calvin Phillips as an alternative to Jude Bellingham this summer. Goes on to say that he's open as well to making a move to Anfield. And there's talk of like a £35 million-ish fee, give or take. What's interesting, just to get your... The thought we done a poll on the Redmen Twitter account yesterday about this. Would you like Calvin Phillips for £35 million? And the results were conclusive, to say the least, with 14,863 Reds fans voting. 23.4% of them said yes, they'd be up for it. And a whopping 76.6% of the people said nah. Gibbet, we do not want Calvin Phillips at Anfield. MJ Erso is in the chat. Thanks very much, pal. Says, no, thank you. He's injury prone and he can't even get in Man City's team or England's. There are better options. LFC Malu as well. I don't need to say much about this link other than absolutely not. And then who else have we got? Bobby Gunn. Shout out to Bobby. Says, prior to the City move, I thought he would have been a perfect fit in the Henderson role. But since we have now changed the system, I just don't see where he'd fit. I'd like to let you guys know, as LFC Marlowe says, 23.4 need their laptops checked. Listen, everyone's entitled to an opinion, Marlowe. Everyone's entitled to an opinion. Rob says 24.3 of them were Manx. Yeah, what I'd like to know then, guys, realistically, is it national utter bollocks day, says Scott Hawks as well. Yeah, maybe. Maybe it isn't. Maybe it is. Maybe it is just Jeremy Cross trying to get us some clicks on his website. Who knows? Let me know in the chat. Realistic signings you're likely to make in terms of midfielders, then let me just bring the YouTube members board out my way. If you're a YouTube member, you get your name on that board, by the way. And also, you get involved in some of the members-only chats for the game tonight, for example, just like Scott is. So Ad Rano says, it's just paper talk. There are better players for less money. Let me know your thoughts, guys, on realistic signings. I'm going to ban Jude Bellingham. Let's presume that the Jude Bellingham thing is, they're just not in form, as it's being widely reported. They don't want Jude Bellingham. Who can they get? Who do you guys think they should go and get? There's been links to Mason Mount, Barella, Casado, Alexis McAllister, Declan Rice. The list goes on and on and on and on. Let me know who you guys would like to see Liverpool sign in midfield, and I'll bring up some of those a little bit later on. In relation to Calvin Phillips, I liked him at Leeds. I thought he was good for England in the Euros. I thought he did a very good job there. Not so much. He didn't really feature much in the World Cup. He's been injured, hasn't he? But I mean, Pep Guardiola literally called him fat, which not so long ago, like that he'd come back overweight or something, which in itself is a bit of a red flag, of course. But it's the injury issues really that have caused Calvin Phillips. I think have really hurt him. Whether he was just taken to Manchester City because they needed English players, they needed to fill the English quota. Perhaps it was that. You know, he was valued when they bought him at around what, £50 million. Since then, I'll bring up his Transfermarkt stuff very, very quickly. In terms of he's only actually played 16 times for Manchester City. I'll bring that up for you now just so you can see what I'm looking at. He played much more often for Leeds. He played 234 times for Leeds as per Transfermarkt. But since then, he's only played 16 times for City. Three of those were in the Champions League and seven times in the Premier League. But only 102 Premier League minutes this season, as well as 39 minutes. So you're talking about all those games he's played. A lot of it's been off the bench. The FA Cup game, 161. He's played more minutes in four FA Cup games than he has in seven Premier League games, for example. He has been very much a bit part player. Like I say, I know he had the injury issues. He had the weight issues, apparently, according to Pep Guardiola as well. But yeah, in terms of, like, then if it's not going to be him, who should Liverpool be going for? First of all, let's have a little look. We've got a super chat here from Craig Tebbs. For £4.99, he's going the other way on it. Thanks very much for the super chat, Craig. Would you take him as a squad player to replace Ox and not to replace Ox? To replace Ox and Naby, though. Surely he's a better option than both of them, but he's not in the starting 11. My issue, Craig, is that I don't think Liverpool need to sign squad players this summer. Liverpool need to sign players who play in the team, and the players who are in the team now become your squad players and take a lesser role in the squad. But that would be my preference. I think whoever Liverpool needs to sign now, I don't think we're in a position where the starting 11, especially in midfield, is good enough that you just go and buy squabble. You don't go and buy a Kostas Tsimikas to play behind an Andy Robertson. That's perfect when you've got Andy Robertson. You don't go and take a Calvin Ramsey when you've already got Trent Alexander-Arnold. Makes perfect sense. Get an Ibu Konate to come in and back up Van Dijk and Matip at the time, and obviously now he becomes the role. That all makes sense. Liverpool, whoever signs for Liverpool this summer in midfield needs to play. And then the lads who are playing 50, 60 games, they take a step down. So, for example, you reduce the workload on Jordan Henderson. You might reduce the workload on Fabinho, Elliot, Jones, Milner in particular, if he's a yet. Like, those lads all go down. The only one I think, and this is based on him staying fit, which is a huge caveat, I think Thiago is of the level. I do. His issue is his injuries, and you've got to look after him. But I think in terms of just the level of the player at the moment, it's actually really only Thiago, I think, is actually of that of the level. The rest of them are all good. They're good options, and Liverpool can't just bin them all out and go on for 15 midfielders. That just doesn't fly. So Henderson's going to stay, Jones is going to stay, Elliot will still be here, Stefan Bajcetic will still be here going forward, etc., etc. But they always take a little bit of a reduced start. I think Liverpool, to be honest, there's logic in signing two lads you can start, and a third one is maybe goes into the mix, maybe even three starters. So I don't think Liverpool, Craig, should be getting into the business of signing squad players this summer. I don't think we're good enough to do that, quite frankly. It was easy to buy squad players when you're up here, when the levels fall, and we need guaranteed quality in the team, and then let everyone else back them up. Jason Knight, I go along these lines, Jason. We're thinking similar, me and you, JJ. Barella's the best player by a country mile. It'd be difficult to get. Yeah, the interesting thing with Barella, of course, is who knows where Inter Milan are going to be next season. What's interesting, obviously, the issues. I'll bring the Serie A table up now for those of you who haven't seen it. Juventus got their points back. They were deducted points, of course. Let me bring that up for you, and I can explain it in a bit more context. Juventus were docked points and then fell out of the Champions League race. So Inter Milan were effectively... Napoli are going to qualify for the Champions League. You think Lazio are probably just about safe, although that gap is 5 points, so maybe not. It was effectively... Napoli are going to be in it. They're going to win the league, and they're going to be sound. Second, third and fourth place in Serie A were all up for grabs in terms of Champions League footy, and it looked like it was going to be a shootout. Lazio, AC Milan, Roma and Inter, three of those four were going to get in, with Juventus missing out. Now Juventus have got those points back. They're right in the mix. So all of a sudden, Inter Milan are sixth. Although the points difference is very, very short, listen, they're only 2 points behind their local rivals AC Milan, of course, who just they're about to play as well, aren't they, in the Champions League? That's another route that they could go down, of course, for qualification, is winning the thing. But hand on heart, my guess is the Champions League winner comes from the winner of the Real Madrid-Manchester City semi-final. That would be my guess. Real Madrid, hopefully, but that's my guess. So Champions League footy might not be on the cards for Inter Milan. So does that make it more likely that he could join Liverpool, given they're probably not going to be in the Champions League as well, potentially? Maybe it impacts Inter Milan financially if they miss out on Champions League and they end up playing Europa League or even conference stuff. Maybe that makes it a bit more... does he want to go? Does he want to leave? Does he want to leave Inter and join Liverpool? These are all in the mix, but maybe that makes it a little bit more likely. But yeah, he is a great player. Let's have a little look. Jack Smith, Gravenberch is a way better deal. And then Gavi, question mark. Yeah, like, the Gravenberch one's a better deal in terms of cash. You'd guess he'd cost a little bit less. He's probably got more upside. He's got more to go. He could be a lad, if you sign two starters and then Gravenberch becomes a bit more of a rotational player at a young age, is he up for that? The reason he probably wants to leave Bayern Munich is because he isn't playing, so would he be up for that? The Gavi thing came about, didn't it, with Barcelona and the courts, and he's not allowed to be registered, now he is, etc. If he's available, by all means, if you can go get Gavi on a free transfer, wow, every team in Europe would want that. That might become an issue. Champions League football again and what's on offer. If Manchester City came calling for Gavi, Pep Guardiola goes back to Barca one more time and goes, fancy this. Maybe they would be more likely to get him. I know Barca are trying to fight tooth and nail to fight this this injunction from the court, or whatever you call it, ruling from the court that he can't sign him. But yeah, in a dreamland, yeah. Realistically, I think it would be a bit of a pipe dream. Let's see what else we've got in here. Let's have a little look. Taram is the one we need at DM, says Gerard Kelly. Yeah, Liverpool were linked to Kefram Taram. Of course, he's at Nice, the son of French legend Lilian Taram. Again, there was talk that the fee might be a bit more reasonable. I like him. I think, a very good player. Can we get him? He feels realistic, that one. Getting a player out of Nice feels like it could happen. So yeah, potentially. Let's have a little look. David John with a very good chat rather. With Naby and Oxley, maybe they just want Calvin Phillips to keep the medical department busy. Yeah, maybe that's what it is. Just the physio is like, what am I going to do? We're losing Ox, we're losing Naby. Bobby Firmino's been injured after season. We're losing him as well. Who am I going to look after? Yeah, get me Calvin Phillips, justify my wages. Yeah, maybe that's what it was, Dave. Maybe that's what it was looking at as well.
Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Who else have we got? Mike Andrew. I'd love to sign Elise. I think he'd fit perfectly here. He is a very good player. I've not seen any links with him even leaving Palace or getting to Liverpool, if truth be told, Mike. But yeah, potentially a very good option for sure. Who else is in here? Let's have a little look. Bobby Gunn with the Taram stuff. Taram isn't a DM. He hasn't been for over a year. He'd be one of the eights. That's the thing, Bobby, isn't it? Suppose Liverpool are looking for versatile players who can do a little bit of everything. He has. I think he's... What you got to remember is, as well, Jürgen does change players' positions, and he often drops them back one. You know, he's done that before. Wijnaldum drops back into a midfield role. We've seen Henderson drop back to become number six for a while. James Milner ends up a left back. Trent Alexander-Arnold becomes a right back. He has got history of doing it, and change. He'll do it on the basis of the player and what he can fit in his attributes. Maybe they fit, but you're right. I think he can play DM. I think Gravenberch can actually play as a six as well, but he can offer you more, which might be valuable. Maybe Liverpool do want to stick with Fabinho as the DM, but you need someone in rotation with him. A bit like Henderson does now. If Fabinho doesn't play, Henderson drops into the six. Well, if you're upgrading Henderson, maybe it needs to be someone who can play as an eight, but can also become the six. So that's why the Taram and the Gravenberch things make a little bit of sense to me. I'm not sure Liverpool are in the market for a direct defensive midfielder. There's been some muted links to Caicedo and Declan Rice, but the more serious links have been to Alexis McAllister, to Mason Mount, to Ryan Gravenberch, for example. They don't scream sitting cold in midfield, Taram another one. So maybe they're looking at someone who can play there if they need to, but they're not actually actively searching out for one. Speaking of defensive midfielders, Stefan Bajcetic from CFM 1337. I'm looking forward to the development of Bajcetic. He was proper unreal for a kid his age, and he was our best player one point week in, week out. Yeah, I'm with you. He was. He had an excellent time. Liverpool overplayed him. Liverpool were knackered, for lack of a better phrase, nearly swore there. And they had to keep playing him. And lo and behold, stress injury. Overplayed. He's out. I'm with you. I think Bajcetic is definitely in the plans, and he should be in the plans. He's shown for me. He's of a level where he can play, which is amazing, and there's so much more to go. He was that good at that age, straight away. He'll develop, he'll grow into his body, he'll get physically stronger, he'll get fitter. He was getting cramp 60, 70 minutes into games and having to be taken off. That'll all come, obviously, as he develops. There's a lot to work with Stefan Bajcetic. I agree. He might be the reason why Liverpool go, you know what, we don't buy an out-and-out DM. We stick with Fabinho and Bajcetic and someone else with Henderson who can fill in the role. And before you know it, you've got four viable options. It's also worth noting that Trent plays in midfield a little bit and he doesn't. Trent plays at right back and wanders into midfield to make the box. Maybe that impacts things as well. It's worth mentioning that one. Yeah, and the real Bogger, nice name. Bajcetic can play in the 6 and the 8 as well. For his age, he's unreal. Yeah, because he's been injured, we've kind of forgotten about Stefan Bajcetic and how well he was doing. He has been fantastic. I've got high hopes for him. He's definitely someone that we do. Let's have a little look for this one. Then, Lucas wants Mount, Barella and Polina. There was some... I did see some Polina links, actually, down the line. How much substance was in them, I don't know. Stephen does make a good point. Are we not going to bring in some homegrown players? I think that's the reason, Steve. I think that's why Mason Mount is high on the list. It depends who they sell, and they might need to buy a few homegrown players because they're going to lose Ox. He's one of them. You know, I know Keith Kelleher's Irish, but he counts in the quota given he's club trained. I know Stefan Bajcetic, I think I'm right in saying this. He becomes into the club train thing as well, so he are, especially in the Champions League. So maybe not. Let me have a little look who else we get to. Riley says the same thing, I suppose, on that. I'd be tempted to take Phillips as a backup to the English quota. £50 million for a backup's a lot, isn't it? Fran of Drach disagrees. We wouldn't even take him on a free. Doesn't fancy him. And then let's have... But going back to the... other options, Mr. Big Paz. Thielmann's on a free if Leicester get relegated. See, that is what I could see happen. If Liverpool are going to go, we need to do loads. We need to sign three midfielders, a centre-back, maybe a reserve goalkeeper, maybe a backup striker / forward if you want to go back to having six of them. Thielmann's on a free in terms of budget does make sense. Whether he's got the legs to do it, I'm not sure to get in Liverpool's team. I don't know about it, but yeah. The general consensus from this one, from all you guys, it looks like, is no to Calvin Phillips and a lot of other options. Who else have we got in here? I read somewhere, says Rob, some of the ex-Dutch players were saying Gravenberch is a better option than Jude. Lol. Yeah, maybe he's just getting over. Listen, English players get overhyped in England. Maybe some of the Dutch players get overhyped in by the Dutch media. I think Gravenberch will be a good signing. My gut feel on this, my gut feel is that he Mason Mount and Alexis McAllister and Ryan Gravenberch, I think that's the three. I think that's the team Liverpool really want to get. I think that's having not got Jude, decided for whatever reason, the Bellingham finger off the cards. I think he was priority one until he wasn't. My gut feel is if Liverpool could get Gravenberch and McAllister Mount, I think that's what they're going for, and I think they'd be happy with that. That's still an outlay of somewhere between what, 120 to £150 million, and that's probably why the Bellingham thing went away. They decided they can get those three for the same price as they can get them, and it also leaves money for a centre back and a forward. That's my gut feel is that's what they're after. Keegan says, what about Thuram? I think they have linked about Thuram. I think the general thing, I think it was Mick Delaney's report on Thuram, was he's been considered as an option. I think Liverpool are doing the homework this year. Do you remember last year it was Tchouaméni and they couldn't get him, and they were like, right, we're sound. We're not going to panic buy. They did this in the past with Virgil van Dijk. They did it with Ibu Konate. They did it a few times. They've done this where they'll just go, right, we can't get who we want. We'll wait until we can. That isn't an option this summer. That isn't an option this summer at all. They need to get it. So my guess is that there is a list. And I'm sure Thuram's name is on it. And I'm sure there's loads and loads of names on it. And they're gonna work down from priority. I think of the players we've been linked with, I think Barella is probably the highest quality in terms of level. I'm a big Alexis McAllister fan as well. But I think that there is a thing of like, we can't get him, right? We need to get him. They're not gonna do it no more where they just go, Sam, well, we can't get Mason Mount, Sam, leave it. We'll crack on as we are. I don't think that's the option. I think there's a big list. And listen, Calvin Phillips might be on down the very bottom of it. That's why this is being reported. Someone's had a conversation with someone, a scout, and Liverpool have maybe just spoke to what's Calvin Phillips's situation, perhaps, and that's how he's got here. But I think that's what's happened here. I think Liverpool are going down and down and down and down. There was links with Sanagre, wasn't there, as well? I think Paul spoke about that on yesterday's show. He's another one who's been linked. I know Neil, someone mentions here about from AJ, what about Lucas Sucic? I know Neil Jones said he's of interest. He's on again. There's loads of players on the radar. I think a lot of it comes down to Mason Mount. There's still talk that Mount wants to stay at Chelsea, and there's contract talks going on. I think Liverpool do want to sign Mason Mount, and I think he's high on the list. And I think Alexis McAllister's high on the list, and I think Ryan Gravenberch is high. And then they're going to try and work their way down, because all three of those players are at clubs who want to keep them. I think that's fair to say. Chelsea want to keep Mason Mount. Bayern Munich seemingly want to keep Ryan Gravenberch. And then I doubt Brighton would like to keep Alexis McAllister. They will sell him because Brighton will sell, but the fee will be high. So they're not just go and get, they're not just slam dunks. Player wants to go, we'll go and get them. It's hard to get players out of clubs these days. You know, look how well Brighton did to keep on to Moises Caicedo in January. The fella effectively went on social media, said he wants to leave. Massive bids came in and they were like, nah, I'm not doing it. We know Chelsea are trying to offer Mason Mount a new deal. Bayern Munich have flat out come out and said we don't want to sell Ryan Gravenberch. So if that is the case, there needs to be options 4, 5, 6. And if they're not gettable, 7, 8, 9. In the past, I think Liverpool were at a level where they were good enough not to do that. Now they need to be able to do it. There needs to be a shortlist. They need to be working their way through it. And maybe that's where we're at. That's why we're going to continue to see names like Thuram's being linked, and your Phillips's and your Sanagre's, etc., etc., etc. I think that's why we get here now. Jason Knight makes a good point. Do you think clubs are going to push the price up due to us being desperate for midfielders? They'd be stupid not to. They'd be stupid not to, is the truth. Liverpool aren't going to splash the cash. I just don't think they are. Like, it just hasn't been the model under this ownership. That isn't the MO. But you can drive the price up, absolutely certainly. Absolutely certainly. Chris saying it's more live from our channel, we're not linked with Phillips whatsoever. Chris, there is literally a newspaper report that I brought up earlier in the show. I am not lying to you. Go and Google it. There is a report. Type into Google, Calvin Phillips, Liverpool. Go to the Daily Mirror website. Jeremy Cross has wrote this report. It is there for you to see. If you're calling anyone a liar, go and call Jeremy a liar. Don't blame me. This isn't my report. I'm not breaking any news yet. I'm not James Pearce. I'm not Neil Jones. I'm not Paul Joyce. We're not doing that. We're reacting to the report. That's what we're doing, pal. I am not breaking any news for you, my mate. So yeah, don't go. That's not what we're doing. But that is not what we are doing. Right then, let's have a little move on. Yeah. Phillips was in the papers since last night. See, I told you, I went lying. Don't call me a liar, man. Come on. There's enough. Let's peace and love, harmony, and all that kind of stuff. Right then, Redmen Plus, want to give you a little shout out about it. Tomorrow, we've got Neil Jones in, of course, for the transfer, for JNO Insights. I'll ask him about Calvin Phillips. We'll ask him about Taram and loads of other names that have come up in the last week. So if you want to get involved in that one, got a little offer code for you. If you head over to redmenplus.com and sign up as a monthly club captain, if you use the code JNO, J-O-U-R-N-O, you only pay 99p a month for 3 months. That code, the offer will end at the end of April. So you've only got a few days to get that in if you want to do it. Come and check out JNO Insight. And again, I will ask Neil Jones about as many of these links as you can. He'll get his insight of what's he heard, what's the stories, what's going around, what can you rule out. He's effectively ruled out stories in the past for us. He's ruled in stories for certain as well, so get that involved. In terms of your match day coverage then, guys, I hope you enjoy the game tonight, of course. Watch along Redmen TV YouTube channel, the very channel you're watching, might be watching this show on. Immediately, if you're listening to this as well, of course, the YouTube channel is there for you. Paul and Chris will be live from about 6:30 p.m. reacting to the team news with the Uncensored Match Build-Up Show. They'll be live on the watch along from 7:30 p.m. If you want to get involved, like I say, put the game on your TV, mute it, listen to them doing all the commentary and the stats and the songs, and it's very, very biased. You can interact in all the chat like you did today as well. Get yourself involved in that. So yeah, that'll be available on YouTube tonight. We'll be back with even more content, both on Redmen Plus, like I say, with JNO Insight, go and use the code, and on the Redmen channel throughout the rest of the week. More transfers, more news. Hopefully Liverpool can win a few games as well. And let's keep this momentum rolling. They've won 2 games on the bounce. Let's go and make it 3 today. Let's go sign some players. Let's get some deals done. Early doors. And let's bring the feel-good factor back to Anfield. We could all do with it. Thanks to everyone who supported the show by getting involved tonight. Thanks to the Super Chats. Thanks to all you guys for watching or listening. We'll be back another time with another one of these when another story breaks. Hopefully one that is about a player you want Liverpool to sign. Until then, I'll catch you all soon. See you in a bit, everyone.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.